love this song.
This, yes, this is one of the greatest songs of all time. And it has hidden meanings.
It does. And one of the guys who actually wrote this song, Skip Haines, is on the line with us. Skip, how are you?
I'm fine, Wendy. How are you?
We're good. Now, Skip and I met for the first time. I had, of course, heard the song forever, Alyota Haynes Jeremiah with Lakeshore Drive. And now refresh my memory, because I know we were talking to Jim Peterik about his Cornerstones of Rock tour that was going on. They were going to pay tribute to Mitch Alyota, who had passed away. So there was going to be this all-star jam with all these local garage bands, the Cornerstones of Rock, that were going to get together. We're on the air talking to Jim Peterik, and then you called our producer, Kevin, because someone said they're talking about this song. They had lost touch with you, and then you got hooked up with them again, and boy, was that good live in action.
It was fun. That was the only time I was ever played live with a violin.
Wow.
It was really cool.
It was truly amazing, and now we all grew up with this song, Lakeshore Drive. It means so much to us here in Chicago, because we're the proud owners of Lakeshore Drive.
Right.
But now this national thing is happening, because you are going to be featured, your song is going to be featured, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 on the soundtrack. This is huge news, Skip.
Yeah, it's the first song in the movie, first actual song. It opens the movie.
Wow.
Not the credits. It's the first song after the credits.
And you know what happened with the first one was it Blue Swede with Ooga Chugga, Ooga, Ooga? All of a sudden, these kids who had never heard this music before are making their own mixtapes and including them. This is going to be a huge boon for the song that's already popular here locally.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a weird place, because it was only popular in St. Louis. That's how Jim Gunn heard it. It's only popular in St. Louis and Chicago, but it's been on the air so long, it literally falls under classic rock. It earned its classic rock, name. And now it's kind of in the unique position that it's a, quote, brand new classic rock song for every other station in the country other than Chicago or St. Louis. So it's kind of strange. I don't think that's ever happened before.
No, that's very peculiar. No. What's the story behind the song itself, Skip? How exactly was it inspired and written?
Well, I'll tell you two things. One, we had so many people, so many people contact me about the content and the song, that because of Guardians of the Galaxy, I got together with our old manager. I haven't really seen him in 30 years.
Wow.
Years, whatever it is. And he was the guy, the way the song happened, I was driving with him like 45 years ago. We were in an Opel GT. He had an Opel GT, like the little Corvette. You could hardly fit it. And it was in the middle of a blinding snowstorm in January. And we were coming back really late and really loaded.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah, really. We're professionals. Don't try this at home. Mm-hmm. And there were no cars on the road. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And Arthur, our manager, missed the exit. I was getting off at Belmont. And I mentioned, Arthur, you missed the exit. And he hit the brakes. And we did three donuts and ended up going in the right direction and just kept going, went up to Foster and came back to Belmont. And that, we were so loaded, we didn't even realize what had really happened. So we started having a conversation about what a great road Lakeshore Drive is. You can do three donuts in the same direction, still get home alive. This is a great road. So we had this conversation, and I went home, and I was, how can I delicately put it technically? I was awake, and I wrote down our conversation. Basically, that's what it was. And so the next night, I went into the club, and I played it for Arthur. It was the only time I ever intended to play it, period.
Just like a private joke between the two of you, kind of, correct?
Yeah. That's kind of what I just wanted to show him. I wasn't a total reprobate and that I could write songs. And he loved it. The band didn't like it.
Oh, no.
He spent months trying to get us to play the song, and we just wouldn't. We said, what for? You know, who cares? There's 10,000 people on Lakeshore Drive. What are you going to do, buy three albums? It doesn't make any sense to us. And then Jeremiah disappeared for 2 days. And that wasn't really unusual with him. But so when he came back, he had gone away by himself, and he drank what's called Pivo, what they call in Southern Illinois. It's beer that's frozen to the point of being slush, so cold, and White Crosses. You know what White Crosses are?
No.
They were this really bad speed the truck drivers would take. Uh-huh. They were little white pills, and it, you know, sometimes nothing would happen. Sometimes you'd have to go to a hospital. It was that kind of stuff. And John went away for 2 days, and he came back with this piano part, and we liked it so much that we started playing the song. So that's how it got started. And I also want to let you know that I got together when I was talking with our manager. I realized when I was talking with Arthur like 2 weeks ago, I realized the only side of the story, because there's great stories about Lakeshore Drive, but the only side of the story I knew was from the music side. He knew the other side of it, and it was just as crazy as the music side, how they got the money, how they put the studio together, because the first one was recorded at 2120 South Michigan Avenue, the demo, and then, you know, and then it went to Paragon Recording Studios and so forth. So I said, hey, why don't we write a little book? I bet a book has never been written about a song. Let's write a little book, because so many people ask about it. So what that turned into, we're now doing a web series. We shot the first 5 episodes last week, and if people want to see it, they can just go to our website. That's where it's being posted now, and it's all about Lakeshore Drive.
All right, what's the website?
LakeshoreDriveMusic.com.
All right, I got to check that out. I can't wait to see it.
It's like, I'll tell you, it's like it's a bitch getting old. It is like... It's like a cross between Cheech and Chong and the Sunshine Boys.
You know what's most interesting about that story, Skip, is in my head, like you just mentioned that song was conceived in the dead of winter. In my head, Lakeshore Drive is one of the most summery songs I've ever heard. It just reminds me of summer.
Go figure. I have no idea. You know, it's just that's how it came. Well, I'll tell you why that probably happened. Because the original version, the arrangement, was nothing like the one that was recorded.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't, it was down and cold, but it was a much different arrangement. And I'll tell you another little thing. On the Guardians of the Galaxy, on the track tape, if you listen to Lakeshore Drive, at the very end of the song, there's the acoustic version. It closes with the version that's kind of like how I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a feel. The arrangement was done because everybody that was involved in that session was at the top of their form and were the best in the country. We didn't know that because we didn't set it up. But the studio was the best. The engineer, a guy named Barry Mraz, was the best. Tommy Radke played drums. He's like maybe one of the best drummers in the United States. He would never play with our band live, but he would do session work. Mm-hmm. So, but he's the one that wrote the part, and you know, so it was something that just kind of happened, and the song has just stayed alive for years and years and years. I have no idea why. You know, I have a healthy respect for it now. But
all right, so you wrote it. Skip Haines on the line with us, guitarist of Aliota Haines, Jeremiah. Of course, the song we're talking about is Lakeshore Drive. I got to know, how did it get on the soundtrack?
Jim Gunn is from St. Louis, James Gunn, and it's one of his favorite songs.
That is lucky for you. Lakeshore Drive, a lot of people say LSD. There is, despite the fact that you guys were doing Popo and White Lightning, I don't remember what you said you were on at the time. It has Pivo
and White Crosses.
Are we not men? We are Pivo.
Jeremiah was. Let me make that clear.
All right. But so LSD, of course, is the abbreviation for Lakeshore Drive. A lot of people thought that there was some drug connection there, but none whatsoever.
Well, there is a drug connection. It's not at the song, really. The map of the song really is there used to be a club called Beavers, and it was on State Street. And it had every great band in the world. And what you would do is you triple park in front of Beavers, and you go in for the set, and you get 2 or 3 tickets on your windshield. You come out after the first set, get in your car, drive a block north to Oak Street, turn right, go to Lakeshore Drive, turn left, shoot the loop at Foster, come back, turn right on Oak Street, come around, double park in front of Beavers again, walk in. It was just enough time to get loaded, be peeking, grab your drink for the second set when you walked in. That's what it's about.
You have it down to the second, Skip. That's impressive.
Well, it was just when I wrote it, that was in my head. That's what we did. And that's what the whole song was about. So it was about drugs, but it wasn't about acid.
All right, good to know. When you can find Cornerstones of Rock, there's a DVD available, all these great bands, mostly Chicago. I believe the Standells participate in that. And you were, of course, featured in the all-star rendition of Lakeshore Drive. Ted Aliota, Mitch's brother, participated as well. Jeremiah died December 5th, 2011, and Mitch Aliota passed away in July of 2015. So you're the remaining member.
Yeah, I feel really bad that John and Mitch aren't here. It's very sad. You know, it's like, who would have thought? And the thing that's coming out of this, you know, mostly is, you know, never give up. It's like you never know, you know. This technically shouldn't have happened, but it did. And, you know, the other thing is the way we broke Lakeshore Drive was WMET, which had just come into Chicago, and it was the end of progressive radio, the beginning of the end. It was the first station that was programmed outside of Chicago. It was programmed in New York. And the program director said, "We really like your band, but the guys in New York do not know you, and I can't. There's no way I can get this song on because they don't know it. Figure out a way." So somebody figured out. We started dropping call letters into, you know, tripping on by on MET, Friday Night Trouble Bound. And then we had to do them for all the stations in the Midwest and most of the DJs. And that's how the song broke. And about 20 years ago, I went and I bought the masters back. And because I have the masters, I started making custom versions for my friends. You know, I drop your name in.
Oh, cool.
And I'm by with Wendy and Bill, you know. And I got so many requests for it, it kind of turned into a cottage industry. And I don't really do it for the money. I just really enjoy doing it. So I was going to stop doing that, but I'm going to keep them available for maybe another month after this thing came out.
And where do people get a hold of you? Because I'm sure everybody would like a version of that.
LakeshoreDriveMusic.com. And they, at the same time, they can see our first webisode. It's like, it's so stupid. I gave it to my partner because I have a record label out here. I gave it to my partner and said, "What do you think?" And normally he does that kind of thing, so he's very critical. I liked it. I didn't like it. The lighting, the green screen, all this. And all he said was, "You know, I really can't. I don't know. I just don't know." I said, "What do you think?" He says, I don't know. It could be really good. It could be really bad. I just don't know." And for me, that was thrilling because when you're putting out a creative piece, you don't want to be following the herd. Leading the herd. I don't know if we're leading, but I do know sometimes it kind of stuns people, which makes me happy, you know. So people can check all of this out on the website. It's all there. And if they want to get custom versions, they should order them now because they're stacking up, and there's no way to do those fast. You know, it takes as long as it takes to do each one. Depends on the name.
All right, well, LakeshoreDriveMusic.com. And Kevin, are you ready to roll? Because we'd like to hear our custom mix by Skip Haynes of Aliota Haynes Jeremiah. There ain't no road just like it.
What an honor.
To our ears.
That's beautiful.
I love it, man.
That's so nice. Thank you.
This is better than having an action figure made out of me.
Yeah, it's just, and I really enjoy doing them. It's because each one is like a personal piece of art. It's a performance, and because I was the lead singer, it's pretty seamless, so it makes for a nice sound. It doesn't sound like a machine stuck in it.
Not at all. That's beautiful.
You know, so.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. It's just, you know, the other thing I really like about it is now Chicago is going to be exporting good vibes to millions of people. Not the stuff that's coming out of Chicago these days. This, whether it's old or not, it's a smile that's coming out of Chicago, and it's going to make the city look good.
Amen to that. Amen.
Have you already seen the movie, The Guardians of the Galaxy 2, yet, Skip? Have you seen it?
No. It's opening. I'm in Los Angeles. It's opening here tonight. We're going tonight.
All right, good. That's going to make your heartbeat very fast as the movie opens and your own music is there.
It's going to be totally trippy. And I have to say, because I'm in California, it's like legal to smoke. I have the card and all of that. I'm going to get so loaded I can't walk. I'm going to get a designated driver, and I'm just going to sit there because it's a one-time thing, you know.
Sure.
I would like to put a $20 bet down that you're going to shed a tear. You're going to cry at some moment when you're hearing that through the speakers.
I hear Jeremiah's piano part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the time.
I believe that's what's opening the movie.
Wow.
Well, piano. Congratulations. This is really a huge for you guys and success. You've done it.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, it's just, who would have thought now it's becoming a world ambassador for the city, which I think really cool.
We need it. Skip, thank you so much. Great to talk to you. And we're thrilled for everything that you've achieved.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Skip, thanks, buddy.
Hey, Wendy, we'll have to do a show again together sometime.
I would love to.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Go to lakeshoredrivemusic.com. You can check out the web series that he has, which I don't know if we got the name of. It might just be Lakeshore Drive.
That's
what Pivo and White Crosses. I'm not really sure.
One or the other. Yes, right.
Congratulations.
We'll take a break, and then Judy Pilak, who's not had a song written about her, but some very dirty limericks. We'll talk to her in just a little bit. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy at WGN.